"Did you see that?" said another voice. "Another step and I'd have tripped over it." Behind her tree, Polly breathed out. A third voice, some way off, called out, "Let's head back, eh, Corp? The way that went off, the tiger's probably run a mile."
"Yeah, and I'm so scared," said the closest voice. "The tiger's behind every tree, right?"
"Okay, let's call it a day. My wife'll cook him a treat."
Gradually, the voices of the soldiers got lost among the trees. Polly lowered the sword. She saw Maledict peer out of his bush and stare at her. She raised a finger to her lips. He nodded. She waited until the bird song had settled down a little before stepping out. Wazzer seemed to be lost in thought. Polly took her very carefully by the hand. Quietly, dodging from tree to tree, they headed back to the hollow. Most particularly, Polly and Maledict didn't talk, but they looked one another in the eye once or twice. Of course, a turkey would lie low until a hunter almost trod on it. Of course, that one must have been there all the time, and only lost its bird nerve when the scout crept up. It had been an unusually large bird, one that no hungry soldier could resist, but... well... Since the brain treacherously does not stop thinking just because you want it to, Polly's added, "She said the Duchess could move small things. How small is a thought in the mind of a bird?" Only Jade and Igorina were waiting for them in the hollow. The others had found a better base a mile away, they said.
"We found the secret entrance," said Polly quietly as they headed away.
"Can we get in?" said Igorina.
"It's the washerwoman's entrance," said Maledict. "It's right down by the river, but there's a path."
"Washerwomen," said Igor, "but this is a war."
"Clothes still get dirty, I suppose," said Polly.
"Dirtier, I should think," said Maledict.
"But are countrywomen washing clothes for the enemy?" said Igorina, looking shocked.
"If it's that or starve, yes," said Polly. "I saw a woman come out carrying a basket of loaves. They say the keep is full of granaries. Anyway, you sewed up an enemy officer, didn't you?"
"That's different," said Igorina. "We are duty-bound to save our fellow person. Nothing has ever been said about his, their underwear."
"We could get in," said Polly, "if we disguised ourselves as women." Silence greeted this. Then,
"Disguised?" said Igorina.
"You know what I mean," said Polly.
"As washerwomen?" said Igorina. "These are Thurgeon's hands."
"Really? Where did you get them?" said Maledict.
Igorina stuck out her tongue at him.
"Anyway, I don't intend that we should do any washing," said Polly.
"Then what do you intend?"
said Igorina. Polly hesitated.
"You know I want to get my brother out if he's in there," she said. "And if we could stop the invasion, that would be a good idea."
"That might take extra starch," said Maledict. "I don't want to, you know, spoil the spirit of the moment, but that is a really awful idea. The LT won't agree to something as wild as that."
"No, he won't," said Polly. "But he'll suggest it."
"Hmm," said Blouse a little later. "Washerwomen, is that usual, Sergeant Jackram?"
"Oh, yes, sir. I expect the women in the villages round here do it, just like they did when we held the keep," said Jackram.
"You mean they provide aid and comfort to the enemy? Why?"
"Better than starving, sir. Fact of life. It doesn't always stop at washing, neither."
"Sergeant, there are young men here," snapped Blouse, blushing.
"They'll have to find out about ironing and darning sooner or later, sir," said Jackram innocently.
Blouse opened his mouth. Blouse shut his mouth.
"Tea's up, sir," said Polly.
Tea was an amazingly useful thing. It gave you an excuse to talk to anyone. They settled in what remained of a half-ruined farmhouse. By the look of it, not even patrols bothered to come here. There were no signs of lit fires or even the most temporary occupation. It stank of decay, and half the roof was gone.
"Do the women just come and go, Perks?" said the lieutenant.
"Yes, sir," said Polly. "And I had an idea, sir. Permission to tell you my idea, sir?"
She saw Jackram raise an eyebrow. She was laying it on thick, she had to admit, but time was pressing.
"Please do, Perks," said Blouse. "Else I fear you may explode."
"They could be spies for us, sir. We could even get them to open the gates for us."
"Well done, Private," said Blouse. "I do like a soldier to think."
"Yeah, right," growled Jackram. "Any sharper and he'll cut hisself, sir. They're washerwomen, sir, basically. No offence to young Perks, keen lad that he is, but your average guard pays attention when old Mother Riley tries to open the gates.